All right, welcome in, everybody. We're just awaiting the list with the starters. Can you just lean over to him and take a peek? You can look over his shoulder. We are at Dominican University of California. Yours truly, Stuart Horn, Mia Sirocco, the 2022 Broadcaster of the Year. She's alongside. And the overhead announcements are happening right now here at the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. The Conlon Center opened in April of 2000, where our athletics director, of course, is the great Amy Henkelman. The NC2A volleyball referees are all taking their places right now as the teams are making their way out onto the area of play. Fresno Pacific, the Sunbirds, are here on the end line along with the Wildcats out of Chico State. And this will be the final game here at Dominican. Of course, the co-host, Sonoma State, and the Penguins from Dominican will be playing up there later on tonight. We're happy that you're with us. For the Sunbirds under head coach Mike McNeil. First season for Coach McNeil, Chloe Melisse will make her way out. The senior at 6'1" is from France, a middle blocker. Karina Costa, who had a great match this morning, really played beautifully. She's a 5'9" senior out of Exeter, California. McKenna Ogus is a 5'11 senior from Clovis. She will be out there with McKenna Hughes, the libero, is a 5'3" sophomore out of Ripon. Cambria Waits is a 5'8 freshman from Lodi with Madison Gurnius, is a 6'1" sophomore from Phoenix. And Katie Spees, the 5'7" senior from Gilbert, Arizona. For Chico State, under head coach Tommy Gott. Gott in his third year, the libero is Lexi Carpenter. Brooke Ono is the setter, a 5'6" junior out of Cameron Park. Jesse Camarillo, a 5'7" freshman from Rockland, with Grace Shepherd, a 6'1" senior out of Lockwood, California. Bree Rodriguez, a 5'10" sophomore from Bakersfield. Lauren Ossendorf, a 5'10" sophomore from Reno, and Greta Kirkby, a 6-foot senior from Kensington. There you go. Both teams are huddled up on their respective sides. The Sunbirds will be occupying the northern end of the Conlon Center here, off to my right on Media Row, while the Wildcats will be, well, they'll be down south, about 30 feet away from Mia and myself. The final game, the final volleyball match of this week's action. The Penguins, of course, up in Sonoma. They'll be back in action here at home soon, starting next week, I believe, to check the schedule. After three full days of volleyball now, it's hard to determine which end is up. Me and I did two games earlier today. I had to go home and take a nap with my cats. Plus, not to mention, it's 94 degrees here in San Rafael right now, the hottest part of the day. And when I awoke from my slumber, it was great to think we get to go do a little more volleyball. Can't have enough of it. Here we go, everybody. The Chicos will have the side out. Greta Kirkby with the first serve. She gets it across perfectly to McKenna Hughes, and we're underway as the Wildcats are on offense. Hughes with a good bump to set, and it falls on Chico's side. 1-0 Sunbirds. Sunbirds this morning were beaten in their first match here at the Conlon Center. It was 19 in the first match set. 17 in the second, 18, and that was against Northwestern Nazarene, who came in and went undefeated in the tournament. Oh! And the cross-court killer lands right on the paint in the back right corner, and that was close, 1-1. McKenna Hughes looked at the linesman just to be sure that everybody agreed with the call, and it was close. That's why we have the linesman right on top of things. So the calls are always right, and pretty close. And I think it was in that case. McKenna Ogus with a winner. Good killer from the near corner. Sunbirds up, 2-1. Here's Hughes. Hughes with the service and the winner. Hughes in there at 5'3", the sophomore from Ripon. Mia, have you ever been to Ripon?
No, I have not.
Nice little town east of here. I think it might be due east. Big water tower announces your arrival when you get there. Big hit from the far corner from the hard-hitting Grace Shepherd, and that's blocked, and the Sunbirds get out to a 4-1 lead to get started. One team from Fresno, one from Chico, both 3 hours apart. We're in the middle, and there's a pretty good crowd considering. Shepherd again, and this time long, so her last blast from the far corner was blocked. This one a little bit deep, it's 5-1. Sunbirds, a pretty good start. Hughes again. Looking for three in a row. Hughes all the way to the back line. Popped up by Lexi Carpenter. Blocked at the net. Shepherd again with a big hit. Fresno now works it to the end. Ogus with a big hit. And the Chicos have trouble handling the big hit from Ogus. 6-1. Sunbirds, I don't know if you could have drawn up a better start than 6-1. McKenna Hughes again with the runner. A beauty into the middle row. That has Kirkby diving for it. Hughes with a bump. There's a set. Near side and a big smash from the middle of the front row by Chloe Melise. Melise, a 6'1" senior, gets things going. Timeout Wildcats, 7-1, Mia. Woo! Sunbirds are off to a good start.
Sunbirds are looking to forget the three-set sweep from Northwest Nazarene this morning during the 10:30 game that we saw.
Yes, we did. And Northwest Nazarene just about went through everybody in three.
They looked unstoppable.
Yeah, they looked really good. Fresno didn't look bad this morning. It's just Northwest was tough. But right now, the Sunbirds are on a roll, big time. 7-1, the end of the timeout has come. And the Sunbirds are back out on the court, as you might imagine. First, I don't know if there's a whole lot to talk about with Coach Mike McNeil, other than Coach to say, keep doing what you're doing. You got out to a lead by a half a dozen in the first 8 points. I don't know how you improve on that.
I don't think there's much.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Besides extend your lead.
7-1, and now the number two referee is over to remind Tommy Gott the end of the timeout has come. Coach Gott backs up the team out on the floor. 7-1. And here we go. McKenna Hughes again. The Sunbird libero with the runner. Oh, she's serving well into the back row. Just enough confusion and a tip and a block. And it falls out of bounds on the Sunbird side. 7-2 as the Wildcats get the ball back. Brooke Ono, the 5'6 junior out of Cameron Park. Focuses, the Conlon Center falls dead silent. There's a bump at the net, and that's trouble. And it is, it comes off the tape. And it looked like the Sunbirds were in big trouble, but a hit from Lauren Ossendorf hits the top of the tape and popped wide of the sideline. 8-2 Sunbirds. Anastasia Burahoyeva with the service. Burahoyeva played a lot this morning. And there's Burahoyeva for the good tip at the net on what otherwise had been a very difficult leave. Burahoyeva with a set all the way to the back line. gathered up by Kirkby. Diving for it, and Burahoeva tried to save it again. This time she could not eat three. Wildcats down by five. Here's Kate Beezer, the 5'10 freshman from San Diego. Beezer, who has been serving in rotation quite often for Chico over the last couple of days. And with good reason, she's just really an expert server. And there's the killer from the front line by Nariah Prescott. Prescott finds the back right corner, 8-4. Good kill for the Wildcats. That's a big one for Prescott. Beezer again, beyond the end line. And the runner brings it up to Hughes. Helped across by Burahoeva. All the Wildcats could do is help it back over. There's the set and the smash. And it got Mia. Luckily, she has quick hands as it shot off the defender and came right at my broadcast partner.
Guess that's the years I used to play goalie when I was younger.
I was gonna say, you got pretty quick hands, 9-4 Sunbirds. Luckily, you're an athlete.
Former.
No, once an athlete, always an athlete, as McKenna Ogus will serve once the lane is dried up. Quick towel duty from Brooke Ono from Chico. She gets out there, makes sure the floor is nice and dry. So we can't have players slipping around. That's dangerous. There's the serve from Ogus. The put back by Chloe Melis is perfect. And now it's 10-4, good buddy. And here is Melis. 10-4. Melis all the way to the back. High in the arms of Lexi Carpenter. She handles it cleanly. Far side, Burahoeva. She sets it perfectly, and Melis runs in from the back row. And with all the momentum she could muster, pounds it across, 11-4. Ogus for the Sunbirds. Back line, perfect serve. Big smack by Grace Shepherd. And that doesn't land. Check it, that wasn't Shepherd. That was Prescott. Either way, the Sunbirds managed to get it back and maintain now their lead, which has grown to 8, 12-4. Ogus, her second in a row, to the back line. Carpenter bump, popped up by Ono. Carpenter just has to flat-foot it over. Burahoeva sets it. Left corner, Acosta, a little off balance, finds the net, 12-5. Chico down by a touchdown, and now Carpenter will serve from the far corner, off to our left. Bumped by Ogus, there's the set. Acosta comes in, handled by Chico, saved somehow by Hughes. Back line all the way, just cleared it out. Big kill attempt by DiNardo, hits it hard, but Acosta's there. The far side, Beezer with a bump. Again, just helping it across Prescott. The set, right side, and the block winner against Chloe Melis. Melis came in with the big overhead, but blocked back into the middle of the court. 12-6, Fresno. Carpenter back to serve again. Her second in a row. She goes back row. Burahoeva with a perfect set. Killer Melis, 13-6. And Fresno's on a tear, Mia.
Fresno could not be asking for a better start to this game than they are receiving. I mean, they're playing really, really good volleyball.
Caitlin Kirkman to serve. She goes middle row, Beezer with the bump. Right in front of us comes the shot off of the arms of Prescott. 13-6 ball game. Prescott softly into the middle. Popped up Burahoeva, right side. Acosta, and that's a winner. So now it's 14-6. Kirkman to serve again. Kirkman, Caitlin Kirkman, is a 5'4 senior from Exeter. Near corner, a runner. Kirkman lets it fly to the middle. Beezer with the bump. There's the set. And the winner from Bree, was that Rodriguez? Pardon me, the winner from Nariah Prescott, 14-7. And now with the play-by-play, here is Mia Soracco.
Thank you, Stu. Up at the line to serve for the Wildcats is Jesse Camarillo. Serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. Sunbirds able to return it. Big hit from DiNardo, kept alive by the Ribeiro of the Sunbirds. Hughes and Sunbirds get the point. It is 15-7 Sunbirds, as we have a rotation happening on the Sunbirds. And Katie Spees heads in and heads to the line to serve. Serve to the back row of the Wildcats. And the kill from Rodriguez gets deflected off of a Sunbird, and the Wildcats get the point. It is 15-8 Sunbirds with Greta Kirkby the serve. Kirkby with a serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. A quick set from Spees gets the point for the Sunbirds. 16-8 Sunbirds. Corinne Acosta, the serve for the Sunbirds. She bounced the ball a couple times. Serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Wildcats looking to get a point, and the kill off Bree Rodriguez is good. Wildcats get the point at 16-9. Rodriguez now heads to the line to serve for the Wildcats. The serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. Sunbirds with a kill from Ogus get the point. 17-9 Sunbirds. And McKenna Hughes prepares to serve. The whistle. And the serve to the back row of the Wildcats. And the kill from Grace Shepherd gets deflected out of bounds off of the Sunbirds. Wildcats get the point. It is 17-10 Sunbirds.
Back and forth, but that 7-1 opening has maintained the lead for the Sunbirds.
Brooke Ono with a serve hitting the tape at the top of the net and continues out of bounds. Sunbirds get the free point off the service error. 18-10 Sunbirds with Anastasia Berejova staying up for her serve. The serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Wildcats with a set from Ono. A big hit from Shepherd kept alive by the Sunbirds in return. Wildcats try again. Sunbirds keep it alive. Blocked by the Wildcats. Kept alive by Ogus of the Sunbirds. Great dive by Berejova to keep the Sunbirds in this rally. Quick set by Ono. But the Sunbirds were prepared for it and return it with a lightly soft hit from the back row from Acosta. And a big hit from Ogus gets the point for the Sunbirds, 19-10 Wildcats. We heard your reactions to that.
Berejova with about three incredible saves in that last point. But the one I made the noise on was when it hit McKenna Hughes high in the arms. When it, you know, she just happened to be standing in the right place for that big blast that came, I think it was from Shepherd. And when Shepherd turns and really, really leans into it, she can hit it as hard as just about anybody we've seen this whole tournament.
We've seen some hard hits come from Shepherd.
Absolutely. And Ogus, who finished that point, I think those two players hit it harder than anybody we've seen the whole tournament. And they're playing each other right now.
Berejova with the service ace for the Sunbirds as Brooke Arno comes running in to Media Row. Sunbirds with the point, 20-10. Sunbirds up by a dozen and are now in the red zone. Berea Hoeva with the serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Looks like two Wildcats went to hit the ball. A bit of miscommunication, but the Wildcats able to return it. And a deke as Shepherd hits the ball over. Block expected by the Sunbirds. Sunbirds able to return it. And a softly placed dink by Berea Hoeva gets the point for the Sunbirds. 21-10 Sunbirds.
You know, it's a beautiful thing when a player comes in, big overhead, looks like they're going to smash it, go for a big spike, and it turns into just the most delicate little dink. I think that's how you described it. And that's exactly what it was. And everybody backed up, and the dink just lands short.
Berea Hoeva with the serve. That squeaks inside the paint. For a service ace for Berea Hoeva, Sunbirds lead 22-10, and the Wildcats call a timeout. You're listening to Pangea Radio Live here at Dominican University of California. You can listen worldwide on radio.dominican.edu and on FM radio on 102.3 here in San Rafael.
Can I see it on Speedio?
And you can see us on Speedio. You can listen to us on Speedio.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. Well, I might have to check that out. 22-10 Sunbirds. We're back in 30 seconds. Penguin Radio. Penguin Radio. 22 years on the air with DU and CCAA volleyball. Here's Mia.
Berea Hoeva with the serve for the Sunbirds to the back row. The Wildcats. Wildcats looking to side out. Attack by Prescott. Returned by the Sunbirds. Shepherd with a big hit, kept alive by Hughes of the Sunbirds, and the Wildcats hit the ball left, a bit too left and out of bounds. Sunbirds hit the point, 23-10. Sunbirds are looking really good in this first set.
You're not kidding. They're relentlessly good.
Berea Hoeva with the serve that rides a bit long, service error. Wildcats get the point, 23-10. With the Sunbirds leading. Kate Beezer, the serve for the Wildcats. Beezer with the serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. Big hit from Sonart, kept alive by the Sunbirds. Prescott, with a big hit of her own, rides a bit too long and out of bounds. Sunbirds get the point for set point, 24-11 in favor of the Sunbirds. Ogus with the serve to the back row of the Wildcats. DiNardo with the big hit blocked by the Sunbirds. Sunbirds take this first set, 25-11.
How about that? That was impressive. The Sunbirds come out firing, and they never let up. 7-1 start, and they go 25-11, the final in set one. That was so good. So we will take a quick break, and we'll go then to set number two here on Penguin Radio. I hope you stay with us. This promises to be a great match. Sunbirds lost this morning, looking to avenge that loss right now. We'll be back, everybody. All right. All right. Welcome back. All right.
All right, all right, all right.
All right. Set number two coming up, everybody. Sunbirds. Wildcats. Penguin Radio from Dominican University of California. Can you imagine, Mia, 22 years of sitting right here, softball, Actually, back then, I used to sit down that way, up on a riser. The libero here for Chico in set number two is Jessie Camarillo. So she has switched jerseys. A little, a bit of a different look. And it it stops right on top of the net. And the point ends up going toward Chico as Zoe DiNardo punched at the ball after it came to rest, literally stopped on top of the tape for an instant. And then she looked back at the coach with a horrified look in her eye as if she had done something wrong. But as it turns out, she had not.
It was very strange ball movement.
Yeah, well, I don't remember the last time I have seen a ball come to rest atop the tape the way that it did there. On the subsequent play, Acosta follows the ball in, and it's 1-1. Acosta will serve for the Sunbirds. Off to our left, occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Falling away from the area of play, Zoe DiNardo is just off balance a little bit and knocked it into the net. 2-1, Sunbirds with the lead. Now remember, the Sunbirds got off to a 7-1 start in set number one. Losing this morning to Northwest Nazarene. And the spike on the far side from Ostendorf rides long, and now it's 3-1 in favor of the Sunbirds. Acosta, who's been such a huge part of the Sunbirds' success in this afternoon affair. And they work it back over to the right side to Ostendorf. And a whistle. And the point awarded to the Wildcats. Lexi Carpenter to the bench. Nariah Prescott makes her way back in, the 5'10 freshman from Bakersfield. Brooke Ono with a bullet to the back row. And there's a spike blocked by Ostendorf, but falls on the side of Chico, 4-2. Sunbirds brings McKenna Hughes. Way off to our left now. With a good serve, blocked into the front row. And the block by Ostendorf again. So Ostendorf, both sides of the ball. A lot of defense. She can really power the offense. And Ostendorf saves the point for the Wildcats. And now it's 4-3, and Beezer will serve. Coach Gott clearly likes Beezer behind the line, and a service ace ties the match at four.
Well, Beezer coming into today's games has nine aces on the season.
That's a high number. She just picked up number 10 right there. Actually, they played earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably up at around 14 with that last. And now two in a row, as it turns out. 5-4 Wildcats with the lead for the first time today. Beezer pounds the ball now with the runner. Bumped up back row. Ogus works it to the front row. They knock it up to Camarillo. Hits her high in the arms. There's the set. A softie across from Melise. Shepherd with a big hit. Blocked. Now the back set on the way. Blocked again by Shepherd. And now a dink lands in Shepherd's hands, and she held it for just a moment too long, 5-5. And that dink has a couple of ways it can help you. It can land perfectly. In that case, Shepherd it landed in her hand, and she held it for a moment. Like a very, very quick double hit. Burra Hoyeva with a perfect serve. Shepherd with a good get. But the lead was right at Fresno's, right in their wheelhouse. And as it turns out, Kiesa Sonart was in wait right in the middle of the net and pounded it down for a 6-5 winner. Prescott helps it across. And this hit Beezer very high as she turned away, thinking perhaps that Camarillo would come up with the bump. And now it's 7-5 Sunbirds. Burahoyeva again with the runner to the back row. Bumped, Shepherd. And Shepherd is deep. No.
Inside. It went it inside the
land.
Paint.
Oh. I thought it was indicated that it, by the back lines person that it was long. My mistake, 7-6. Sunbirds still lead it. Camarillo with a bullet to Acosta. The quick set, softly. Acosta's right there, and she puts it back. Melise actually was the one who got the last hand on it and will be credited with the win. 8-6, Sunbirds. McKenna Ogus to serve now, 8-6 Sunbirds. Wildcats came and grabbed the lead away. And then the Sunbirds came back and picked up three in a row. Coach McNeil wanted to just check the ball for some reason. Ogus to Shepherd, near side dink softly. Not a good angle. Sunbirds have the advantage. And a big hit by Acosta rides wide. She was looking for that back right corner. And Beezer let it go. Wisely, 8-7. Wildcats down by one. But have the serve. Here's Lexi Carpenter. She goes to Acosta in the back left corner. Near side. Chiesa Sonart with a winner through the block, 9-7. Every time the ball touches the floor, a point is scored in rally scoring. Of course, this is best of five, as always, in D2 collegiate volleyball. The serve by Kirkman. The Chicos work it, but the kill attempt by Rodriguez rides long, 10-7. Kirkman will go again. The 5-4 senior, Kirkman, bounces it four times, spins it in the right hand, now lets it fly. Camarillo with a bump, back set, softly. Offense for FPU, and it's tapped out of bounds by Camarillo. The winner by Burahoyeva. And I don't think she expected that shot to be the winner. It's 11-7. As Kirkman with her pre-shot routine. Oh, she was going to let it go long. And she may have hit it a little long, but it was picked up by the Wildcats. Acosta to Beezer. Helped across Camarillo. Softly. Back set. Oh, man, what a brilliant play. And now Shepherd with a great finger roll just to help it across. Acosta pounds it over, back towards Shepherd into the net. The leave was outside of the sideline, and Shepherd could not get an angle on it. Timeout, 12-7. Sunbirds lead. Penguin Radio. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
And we are back here at the Conlin Center where the Sunbirds are leading the Wildcats 12-7. I'm Mia Sirocco and I will be taking over play-by-play for my partner Stu. And the Sunbirds have serve as Kirkman serves to the back row of the Wildcats. Wildcats get the point after an amazing dive by libero Jessica Murillo to keep the ball alive. 12-8 Sunbirds. And Greta Kirkby with the serve for the Wildcats. And the whistle. The serve to the back row, the Sunbirds. Big hit from Ogus. gets the point for the Sunbirds. It's 13-8 Sunbirds with a rotation. And Spies heading to the line to serve. And the whistle. The serve by Spies goes to the back row of the Wildcats. I tried saving you. And a ball comes flying our way. I tried saving Stu. Deflects off my hand behind us as the Wildcats get the point off of a kill from DiNardo. That gets deflected out of bounds from the Sunbirds. Wildcats serve blocked by the Wildcats, and then the four touches called against the Sunbirds. Wildcats get the point. It is 13-10 Sunbirds as Bree Rodriguez prepares for her serve, and she serves it over to the back row of the Sunbirds. Sunbirds with a quick set from Spies. Wildcats get the point. It is 13-11 Sunbirds. Off of a great play from Osendorf. Rodriguez with another serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. Big hit from Waits. Gets returned by the Wildcats. Waits tries again and gets the kill. 14-11 Sunbirds. As Corinne Acosta serves for the Sunbirds. The serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Big hit from Osendorf, kept alive by the Sunbirds. And the Wildcats with the point on the block of Waits. Spike, it's 14-12, Sunbirds. Brooke, oh no. Bounced the ball a couple times, getting ready for her serve. And the serve to the back row, the Sunbirds. With a set over from Ogus, was not ready, or was turned by a big hit from Prescott that rides a little long. Sunbirds get the point. It is 15-12. Sunbirds with Hughes serving. The serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Prescott. A big hit blocked by the Sunbirds. Sunbirds get the point. 16-12 Sunbirds. Hughes prepares for her second serve. The serve to the Wildcats. Wildcats not able to return it. Service ace, 17-12 Sunbirds. And a timeout called by the Wildcats. So we have a quick break here on Penguin Radio. You're listening to Penguin Radio live here from the Conlin Center. And we'll be back after this break.
All right, here we go, everybody. 17-12, Fresno Pacific. Pretty impressive stuff so far. With a win in set number one and a 5-point advantage here in set two. McKenna Hughes for the Sunbirds lets it fly to the back. Camarillo with a bump. Back set to Osendorf with a bullet to the other side. A leave at the net and the winner by Cambria Waits, the 5'8 freshman. And Cambria Waits, well, she waited right there until it floated just to the edge of the net. And then she really hit it hard. And now it's 18-12. There's the helper, far side Hughes. Popped up, oh no. Big angle by DiNardo, but the Sunbirds felt it. Oh, an amazing pancake save by Camarillo. I thought it was dead, but Camarillo handled it somehow. Near side DiNardo, big hit. It flies out of bounds off the block, 18-13. Wildcats pick up another one. Gray Shepherd re-enters in place of Kirkby. And DiNardo takes a break and Beezer's in to serve. Beezer, oh, Beezer, who rarely makes a service error. In fact, I can only recall one other this whole tournament, but there was one there, and you just don't see it. She's just so good. 19-13, but even the great ones miss them once in a while. Burahoyeva with a perfect serve to the back row, popped way up there. Shepherd with a monster slam, but diving for it is Hughes. The back set and the put back lands out of bounds. Point for the Wildcats, 19-14. Chico is right there. Sunbird six away from the win. Wildcats five away from the Sunbirds. 19-14. As Coach McNeil comes up, wants to discuss things with the number two ref. Diving for it, Shepherd helps it across. Dinked up and saved. And whacked across for the winner by Kiesa Sonart, 20-14. Fresno seems to be working the angles pretty nicely. The front right corner, the left side gets a lot of action. McKenna Ogus. Back row, Shepherd. And the Sunbirds with another one off the killer, 21-14. There's the advantage of the service, Mia. You can get the other team off balance just enough that on that second exchange, that's where they do their damage. And the service with a perfect set to Bree Rodriguez by Camarillo, and Rodriguez puts it away, 21-15. Carpenter, the 5'4 junior out of Monroe, Washington, heaves it across. Oh, what a great serve. Just a ton of topspin. Carpenter with a bump. There's the back set by Ono. And into the net as the spike by Bree Rodriguez was a little short, 22-15. Sunbirds creeping ever closer. And now with the side out, Caitlin Kirkman. Three bounces and spinning. Oh, that was gonna be a very tough, very close to the line. The Wildcats put it in play. And the killer from Burahoyeva. And the Sunbirds' lead is 23-15, is now 8. Another serve from the Sunbirds, Kirkman. Joust at the net. Oh, and there was no joust. In fact, Chico left it wide open, and Madison Gurnias knocks it down, and now it's set point at 24-15. Sunbirds looking to go up by two. And there's the winner from the near corner as Gray Shepherd unloads. And Mia, I don't know if it looked to you like Gray Shepherd. I thought she caught the antenna. Clearly she didn't. But my initial reaction was, I think she just hit the antenna.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that went out.
It was awfully close, 24-16. In favor of the Sunbirds. And here's Kirkby with a runner. Back row bump. Perfect back set. And this will do it as the winner from Kiesa Sonart is never really controlled. 25-16, set two. We'll take a 3-minute break. Set number three coming up in just a moment. Sunbirds up, too low. Penguin Radio. Well, well, well. Here we go. Fresno, who came in this morning at the 10:30 a.m. game against Northwest Nazarene. Well, they were swept in that match. And Chico, who had had a lot of success, it's okay, in the tournament thus far. And I think Fresno has surprised a lot of people so far this afternoon, at least here in the Conlon Center. And they lead it to love. Been pretty impressive so far. So Chico with a side out off to our left. Serve to the back row. Ogus with the bump. Set. Carpenter with a bump for Chico. Popped up by Hughes. Front row. Oh, what a great get for Chico by Taylor White. And the spike rides wide. Wildcats pick up the first point of the match. Of the set, I should say. In the match, Fresno Pacific leads 2-0. The serve by White finds the net, and the Sunbirds get a little gift, 1-1. At this point in the proceedings, the Wildcats can ill afford too many gifts. Service by Acosta. Far side Shepherd, blocked perfectly by the front row of the Sunbirds, and it happens again. The putback lands wide, 2-1, Sunbirds. Karina Costa, again. Far side runner, middle row diving for it. Acosta with a bump, there's a set into the net. And one of the Sunbirds fell into the net, 2-2. Bree Rodriguez will serve it up for the Wildcats now. Rodriguez, a 5'10 sophomore from Bakersfield, with a bullet to the back row. Bumped up by Ogus. And the Fresnos couldn't quite handle the bullet. The bullet served from Bree Rodriguez. 3-2 Chico. Same place, different result. Big hit by Ogus. Live ball, far side. Taylor White just bumps it up. They bring it again to Ogus. And she ties it up, 3-3. And now serving for Fresno Pacific will be McKenna Hughes. Mia, take it.
Thank you, Stu. Hughes with the serve for the Sunbirds to the back row, the Wildcats. Arensdorf with a dink over to the Wildcats. And a rocket from Melise. Rides a bit long. Wildcats get the point for 3. Wildcats. Brooke Ono. The serve for the Wildcats. Serves it over to the back row. The Sunbirds. Waits. Attack goes into the net and back. Luckily, the Sunbirds are able to return it. Wildcats return it back. And the kill from Waits gives the Sunbirds the point. 4-4. Rotation for the Sunbirds. As Burrahueva to serve. Burrahueva to the back row. Wildcats. Spike from Ohnsdorf returned by the Sunbirds. And the bullet from McNulty rides a bit left and out of bounds. Sunbirds with a point, 5-4 Sunbirds. Barahueva with the serve. And Ogus, the put out for the Sunbirds, 6-4. Sunbirds. Barahueva with the serve to the back row, the Wildcats. And a two-touch called against the Wildcats gives the Sunbirds the point, 7-4 Sunbirds. And Barahueva waits for the whistle. And the serve to the back row of the Wildcats. With a dink from McNulty, kept alive by the Sunbirds as they return it. And Shepherd blocked by Melise and Ogus of the Sunbirds. Sunbirds get the point. It is 8-4 Sunbirds, and a timeout is called by the Wildcats. You're listening to Panger Radio Live here at the Commons Center, and I'll be right back after this short break. And we are back here at the Conlin Center, where the Sunbirds are leading the Wildcats 8-4 with Barahueva on the line to serve for the Sunbirds as both teams return to the court after the timeout. And the serve from Barahueva is a service ace. Sunbirds at the point, 9-4. Sunbirds. Barahueva. For another serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Oh no, the set for Shepherd blocked by Melise of the Sunbirds, 10-4 Sunbirds. Barahueva with another serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Shepherd with the kill for the Wildcats, 10-5 Sunbirds. As Kate Beezer, the 5'10 freshman from San Diego, heads to the line. The serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. Sunbirds return it from a hit from Ogus that rides left and out of bounds. Wildcats at the point, 10-6 Sunbirds. Beezer with the serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. And the attempted tip over the net by Sonart, just shy. Wildcats get the point, 10-7. Beezer with the serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. Sonart with the big hit for the Sunbirds, returned by a rocket to the back row by DiNardo, kept alive by the Sunbirds. And DiNardo with the kill for the Wildcats, 10-8 Sunbirds. Beezer will continue serving. Serve to the back row, the Sunbirds. Set it back over to the Wildcats. Wildcats at the hit from McNulty. Set with the two touch called against the Sunbirds. Wildcats get the point, 10-9 Sunbirds. Wildcats looking to come back in this game. Beezer with the serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. And the hit by Ogic is blocked by the Wildcats. Sunbirds return it. Going to return it from an attempted kill from Elise that catches the net. Wildcats get the point. Game's now tied at 10 apiece. Beezer on the line to the back row. Serve. Back row. And the racket from Ogis rides long. Wildcats get the point and take the lead in this third set. 11-10, Wildcats. Beezer serve goes to the back row of the Sunbirds. Sunbirds able to return it. And the Sunbirds get the point as the ball hit the antenna off the Wildcats. It's tied at 11. As McKenna Ogis will serve. Serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Lightly hit over by DiNardo. Sunbirds able to return it though. Big hit by McNulty, blocked by the Sunbirds. Sunbirds setting up something. And the hit by Sonar deflected out of bounds by the Wildcats. Sunbirds get the point. 12-11, Sunbirds. As Ogis will serve again. The serve to the back row. With a hit from DiNardo. Deflect blocked by Melise of the Sunbirds. It's knocked over to the other side. Sunbirds with a point, 13-11. Serve from Ogis is a service ace. Sunbirds get the point, 14-11, Sunbirds. The whistle, the serve to the back row. DiNardo with the attempted big hit, yet the Wildcats are called for a four touch. Sunbirds get the point, 15-11, Sunbirds. Their serve for Ogis. Serve to the Sunbirds. And the Sunbirds get the point off of a hit, off of the bullet from McNulty riding long. 16-11, Sunbirds, with the Wildcats calling a timeout. You're listening to Panger Radio here, live at Dominican University of California. You can listen worldwide on radio.dominican.edu, on FM radio on 102.3 here in San Rafael, and on Speedio. And we'll be back after this break. You tell me that you miss me. All of these games. And we are back here in this third set where the Sunbirds are leading the Wildcats 16-11. The serve from Ogis as a service ace. 17-11, Sunbirds. Sunbirds looking to finish out this game, which they will do if they win this set. Sunbirds will also get their first win of this season. Serve from Ogis. Returned by the Wildcats. Sunbirds set it back over. Wildcats return it. It's blocked by Melise of the Sunbirds. And DiNardo with a kill for the Wildcats, 17-12, Sunbirds, as Camarillo heads to the serving line to serve for the Wildcats. Serves to the back row of the Sunbirds. And the attempted kill from Elise Rides left. Wildcats with the point, 17-13 Sunbirds. Camarillo with another serve to the back row. And Acosta with the kill for the Sunbirds, 18-13 Sunbirds. Rotation happening on the Sunbirds side. Kirkman rotates in and heads to the serving line. Kirkman with the serve to the back row of the Wildcats. And a bullet from Rodriguez gets the Wildcats the point, 18-14 Sunbirds. Rotation again for the Sunbirds as Lexi Carpenter waits for the whistle. The serve. The whistle. The serve from Carpenter to the back row of the Wildcats. Softly set it over the net by the Sunbirds. And point Wildcats as the ball is deflected out of bounds on the block from the Sunbirds, 18-15 Sunbirds. Carpenter with the serve to the back row of the Sunbirds. Sunbirds hit it back over on the off-balance hit from Gurnias. Sunbirds get the point, 19-15. And Katie Spees to serve for the Sunbirds. The serve hits the tape at the top of the net and makes its way over to the back row of the Wildcats. Wildcats returns blocked by the Sunbirds. Sunbirds looking to return it. Big hit from Acosta kept alive by Wildcats, but Wildcats returns blocked by the Sunbirds. Sunbirds get the point, 20-15 Sunbirds. Sunbirds in the red zone. Currently 5 points away for a Sunbirds victory. Sunbirds with the serve to the back row. Wildcats able to return it. Sunbirds block. Wildcats return it. And the set, or the lob, from the Wildcats rides along. Sunbirds with the point, 21-15 Sunbirds. Spees with the serve. The serve rides long out of bounds. Wildcats at the point, 21-16 Sunbirds. Taylor White rotates in, heads to the serving line. And served straight into the net. Service error. Sunbirds at the point. 22-16 Sunbirds. As Corinne Acosta, the 5'9 senior from Exeter, prepares to serve. And she serves it over to the back row. And a rocket from Shepherd rides outside. Sunbirds at the point. 23-16. Sunbirds. Acosta with the serve to the back row of the Wildcats. Hit over by Shepherd. And returned with a big hit from Ogus. Kept alive and killed by the Wildcats. Wildcats get the point, 23-17. Sunbirds, as Bree Rodriguez set to serve. Serve to the back row. Set. Four. Waits. Hits it over to the Wildcats. Wildcats return it. And the kill from Gurkhanese is good. Set and match point for the Sunbirds. 24-17 Sunbirds. as McKenna Hughes waits for the whistle to serve. And the whistle. And the serve to the back row with the Wildcats. Hit over by Shepherd. And a big hit from Ogus kept alive by the Wildcats. Softly dinked over by Shepherd. Wildcats return it.
That does it.
And a bullet from Ogus clips the paint and stays inside. And that is the game. Sunbirds win the final set 25-17. And that was the final game of this tournament.
How about that? Fresno Pacific in the earlier game against Northwest Nazarene, you just wouldn't have thought it. Chico had been pretty dominant throughout the, had dominant moments throughout the tournament. And Fresno comes and sweeps Chico. I think you might have been right. They might have been tired. They played a lot of volleyball. You know, and sometimes you just get tired. And I think Chico may have just run out of gas a little bit. But Fresno Pacific, wow, were they impressive in this set number three. All right, there you go. Good work, partner. Eight games.
Eight broadcasts.
Eight broadcasts in 2 days. 2 days plus one.
Well, three.
Yeah. And that'll do it for us. Another successful CCAA annual volleyball challenge is in the books. The Penguins are playing up at Sonoma State tonight.
At 7:30.
And that is a 7:30 game. I don't know if they have a broadcast or not. But I know one thing. We had a good time here. A lot of volleyball. I'm tired.
I am too.
It's time for Gatorade and a little rest. But there you go. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We had a great time. For me and Sirocco and the rest of the crew here at Penguin Radio, thanks for spending your afternoon with us. We'll see you next time.